This is Rio Pacino for podtech.net here with another Bearing Point podcast. Today I'm joined by Scott Kimball, who is one of the members of the Infrastructure Solutions Practice at Bearing Point. Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Rio.
Scott, today we're talking about the electronic messaging industry. Let's start off by talking about how messaging has evolved over the past several years.
Okay, most companies think of messaging, when they think of messaging, most likely they're thinking about email. And although email is most the prevalent form of messaging, there are several other message types that are being starting to gain acceptance, and these are evolving into a much broader set of communication protocols. Today's messaging includes instant messaging, text, blogs, BlackBerries, you know, all forms of communication between employees within the company. And where a lot of companies are finding challenges in these areas is that most companies are trying to block these types of communications, because of security issues and things like that, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But they're finding that it's a very frustrating time for them because, on one point they're worried about compliance and security and but they're also trying to get productivity gains and moving things along to become more productive. A big example of that is BlackBerries. BlackBerries have now become, a very viral type of communication device within most companies where, most companies can't do without them anymore because they're allowing their employees to be able to be mobile, respond to questions very quickly, and be able to get things done a lot more efficiently.
Now you're talking about BlackBerries, instant messaging, text messaging. What are vendors doing to support these new trends?
What most vendors are looking to do is to try to integrate and basically put these things into one type of platform so that it's easier for enterprises to be able to use these technologies and manage them. So, for example, IBM and Microsoft are the two prevalent messaging systems for the enterprise. And what they're looking to do in the future is to basically bring all these things together where you have instant messaging, you have BlackBerry messaging, you have blogs, you have all these types of things basically within one interface so that companies can sit there and be able to manage these things and keep track of what's going on and make sure that their intellectual property is safe, make sure that things that they're trying to protect are being protected. Ultimately, the thing that most companies need to make sure that they follow it is to start trying to embrace these technologies because ultimately they're going to start having a competitive disadvantage if they simply just try to ignore it.
Now, Scott, how do you see these trends affecting the enterprise?
Most companies are looking at ways of being able to, again, collaborate with these things, but also protect and be able to, again, protect their intellectual property and also protect themselves from litigation and those types of things. So where I see a lot of these things affecting the enterprise is mostly in security side, the compliance side, and also to the archiving of the information.
Elaborate on the term managing messages.
So what I mean by managing the messages is that in a corporation, you have thousands and thousands of people using the messaging systems to communicate with each other and to keep track of what's going on. And what tends to happen is that, on the outset, if you try to block some of these types of technologies, most specifically, instant messaging, what ends up happening is that most employees, you find ways of being able to use these technologies anyway. So what's happening is that if you block one way, they go another way. And although you can set a lot of policies in place to try to prevent these types of things, most companies don't do that. So what they simply try to do is to block these things off. So what I'm talking about when I say manage is that if a company takes a proactive approach to these technologies and puts in place the systems in order to track these things and basically, enable the employees to use these technologies better, and all of a sudden you've taken a negative potentially in a security risk and made it more of a system that you can help them use more efficiently and actually use to protect your information.
Now, Scott, so let's go ahead and talk about compliance and e-discovery. Why are those two things important?
Well, the reason that these things are critical for most enterprises is that, Financial companies in general, specifically, and then several other industries are under a lot of scrutiny, and they're facing a lot of litigation. They're facing a lot of government scrutiny, and where the smoking gun in most of these enterprises has become is messaging. And so, for example, in a lot of the more prevalent cases in the past, like WorldCom and Enron and some of these things, they found the information, through the messaging systems. And so there's a couple of things that you have to be really careful about when you're dealing with these things. A, you have to make sure that you're keeping track of what's being used. B, you have to make sure that you're archiving it or at least taking a look at it or surveilling it to some degree. You have to be able to know what's going back and forth and make sure that, if there's anything inappropriate or outside of your policies, that you're making sure you're keeping track of it. And then third, if you do get litigated or you do get some kind of a request, you have to be able to respond to that request as quick as possible, so that there's no apparent wrongdoing. A lot of times, what happens when these companies get litigated, if they can't respond within a very quick period of time, there's a foregone conclusion that they must be hiding something. There's something that they're trying to keep from everyone. So the challenge with these new messaging platforms and these new messaging trends is that now you're having to try to keep track of IMs, you're having to try to keep track of BlackBerry messages and potentially even the pin-to-pin messages, which has been used in a couple of cases where, pin-to-pin messages have been subpoenaed and they've been brought out, where in the past most people thought that those were fairly private. You have to be careful to make sure that you have all your bullets and your guns in order to respond to some of these types of things.
Let's talk about what type of issues have you experienced, positive or negative, when implementing these sort of trends?
Well, what we found is that when implementing these types of tracking systems and protections, if you will, from these different types of messaging platforms, you tend to get a reaction from your employee base or your staff, fairly significantly when you first implement these types of things. So most specifically, when you implement surveillance for some degree, there's a lot of privacy. People have a lot of challenges with privacy, and they really are concerned about that. And then you've also got cases where you do implement these things, and all of a sudden you get a huge amount of challenges when unless you do a really good job of preparing for this kind of thing and putting your infrastructure in place to handle it. What ends up happening is that what turns out to be a really good idea. Let's gather all this information and archive all this information and put it into our systems. The next thing you know, you've got potentially hundreds of terabytes worth of data that's now stuck in a system that you really can't get at, or you can't find. And what ends up happening is that most companies turn around and start to just start dumping information or trying to get rid of it. And so what we're starting to see with trends in this, and that a lot of companies, especially the bigger ones, are starting to integrate document management technologies or processes, if you will, of being able to classify the information as it's coming through the system. So what that means is that today what happens is that when messages come through the system, they tend to get a high level of classification to some degree that says, it belongs to this person and it's on this date, and then it gets pushed into a system where you can then go find it later. What we're looking to do is to help companies be able to add more information to that and to be able to put the information in a better context where we can start taking a look at, maybe we put it in there by staff level. Executives go in one place, senior VPs go in another, and all the way down where you start classifying things based on the kinds of decisions that they make.
Now, Scott, with the classification issue, what are vendors doing to solve that problem, if you could elaborate on that?
One of the things, like I mentioned a second ago, is that they're starting to look at ways of integrating, document management principles where you go through and typically in a document management instance, you go through and analyze the information that you're dealing with. You put some classification rules around it. For example, let's say you know, it's a service order, it's an invoice, whatever kind of thing it is. And then there's also a lot of information that goes along with that. With email and or with messages, it's a little bit more difficult because, you know, really all you have when the system, when the information is coming through the system is who it is and who it's from and pretty much the date. And you have a little bit more information inside the email, but it's a very difficult thing to be able to understand because, you know, for example, if I have an email and, you know, say, for example, a favorite one that I like to do in conferences is that I stand up there and I basically read an email, and the email basically I ask people in the audience what they would do if this came through their inbox, and it basically sounds like when I'm reading through the information that it's a mother, you know, potentially abusing her child, and most everybody's like, oh my God, I would call the police, I'd do this, I'd do that. And then I say, well, actually, it's a page out of a book called The Pesky Pelican. And what it's really doing is it's a mother pelican feeding her baby. So without any kind of context behind the information that the system is looking at, there's really no way to be able to know whether something in an email or a message is related to a business case, it's related to something. There's really no way of being able to know that for sure. Which is why most companies have turned around and just started keeping everything because they found that it's not capable of being able to do that. So what companies are trying to do, the kind of the nirvana, if you will, of archiving is to be able to have some kind of way of being able to look at a message, try to read through what it is, and try to figure out, you know, is it a business record or not.
And that leads me to my final question before I end this podcast, the million-dollar question. Scott, what is Bearing Point doing to help the enterprise address these particular issues?
Well, what Bearing Point is looking to try to do, and I'm working with a team of folks to try to work with this, is that we're looking at ways of being able to add more information to the information that's coming through the messaging systems. And what I mean by that is that we've been working with several of the vendors, several of the messaging systems, and the like to analyze ways of being able to capture the data coming through the system before it actually gets into the archive. So, for example, you know, we've come up with a way to take information from, say, your directory services and from your HR systems and be able to add that information to an email. So, for example, as a message is coming through the system, we can embed in that message, you know, the employee ID, their title, a bunch of other types of things that today they just don't have, so that as the information then gets processed into the systems, wherever they may be, later on when I go to look for that information or when I go to look to classify it in the systems, I can then classify it more intelligently. Because most of these types of systems that we're talking about, especially with the trends that we're seeing within the messaging industry, are really, really good at doing, you know, basically moving things around once it understands what it is. And so what Bearing Point's doing to try to solve this is helping those systems understand the messages and understanding the context prior to them actually getting to where they're supposed to be.
Scott Kimball is one of the members of the Infrastructure Solutions Practice at Bearing Point. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you.